Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, people? Jeff Pantridge, Diesel, Big Daddy Cool himself, hanging out with you guys till 7 o'clock this evening, filling in for Mark Sturgis. Sturge and the Sturgises, or Sturgi. Is it Sturgi?
Sturgi or Sturgeon.
Sturgeon.
I like Sturgeon.
Sturgeon is very good. Yeah, Sturge and the Sturgeon are off on a cruise doing all kinds of, you know, Jamaica, and they're doing the island thing this time. So
we'll call them the Sturgeons. Like, you know, the old Southern phrase, the Ewens.
Oh, that's
like Ewens meaning referring to multiple people at the same time. Ewens,
Ewens is a Pittsburgh thing.
Is it?
Yeah, you didn't know. So it's not a Southern thing, too, is it?
I've heard it in the South.
Really? No, Ewens is strictly a Pittsburgh thing. It could be a Southern thing. Maybe it's people down here that are from Pittsburgh.
Possible.
Because that's what it is. Because, like, they call them Yinzers up there. They have, if you've ever been to Pittsburgh, it's a great city. It's one of my favorite cities in the country. But they have, there's a famous store in Pittsburgh called Yinzers. And it's like all kinds of Steeler stuff and Penguin stuff and Pirates. Like, they love their sports in Pittsburgh. But yeah, their y'all is Yinz. It's Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh accent is interesting. It's special. It's one to itself. I don't understand how they got it, but it's only Pittsburgh. It's not like that region of Pennsylvania. It's not like Western Pennsylvania all talks like that. It's actually just a very small section in Pittsburgh, and they have that.
You know what? It's because they don't really have a whole lot of fresh blood moving to Pittsburgh.
That's
nobody
true.
Retires and says, let me go to Pittsburgh.
That's true. That's a good
you know,
point. Yeah.
It's most people who are born there, so it's very mm-hmm. insular.
Yeah, that's
a lot of people. A lot of people moved to New York City from all over the place.
Yeah.
A lot of people moved to Boston from all over
sure.
the place. Yep. But Pittsburgh, nah.
Not so much.
If you're born there and you die there, that's yep. how it works.
And Pittsburgh, half the town left after, you know, when the steel mills went down. Half the town left, and that's why Pittsburgh has such great fans. You watch football games. If you watch the Steelers and they're playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, it's going to be half filled with Steelers fans. You see terrible towels everywhere at football games because you got Pittsburgh people all over the country. Half of the city left, and then Steelers fans and Pittsburgh people in general, they never give up on their roots.
Oh, I've been at bars. There's a bar right across the street over here. They were having Pittsburgh Steeler viewing parties, and it was 100 people.
Oh, I love
100 people came to that bar.
I love Steeler bars.
To watch Steelers.
Steeler bars are great. I love theme bars. I've been to, you know, Bills bars. Bills bars are fun. I've been to an Eagles bar once and it was awful.
For you obvious duck reasons. The batteries?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But Steelers bars are great. I love a good Pittsburgh Steelers bar. And so that's where Yinz comes from. It's definitely a Pittsburghese thing. So we've had a lot of fun today. We talked some sports. We've kind of goofed off a little bit too. I don't know how that last segment went with the
fart noises.
With the fart noises. It was kind of lowbrow. I'm thinking like if Sturge knew, we were like, you know, just defouling a show like that. But yeah, that might have been the low point of our show. We'll see. But it was fun. Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we could get lower if we tried.
We probably could. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Knowing us. You talked about Clemson. You put Clemson fans
had to
on your Mount Flushmore, and they are number one on your Mount Flushmore for worst fans in the country.
And that's what's crazy is I count myself one. I grew up a Clemson fan.
Yeah,
my grandfather went there, my uncle went there, my sister went there, my niece went there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of family ties to Clemson.
Yeah,
what's crazy is it's not necessarily the people who went there.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they refer to as the Walmart fans.
Okay.
The ones who ran by the Walmart.
Yeah.
Got the $2.99 Clemson t-shirt.
Okay.
And who they don't go to games.
Yeah.
They just talk trash to other fans.
I see.
Okay. There's a lot of them out there.
Okay.
A lot of them out there, and I'm calling you out. If you're one of them, I'm calling you out.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to get at Diesel, you can get us on the phones, you can get us on the text line, and you can tweet him as well at Diesel on Radio.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Please.
Speaking of Clemson fans, I heard Mark Ryan talking about this today, and I saw this story, and I kind of wanted to talk about it as well, do a little local conversation here. I did not know this, but Clemson didn't sell out any games in 2018. Is that right? How is that possible that the number one college football team in all of the land, your national championship, Clemson Tigers, had zero sellouts in 2018? It's one of the most shocking headlines I've seen in a long time. And I was listening to Mark Ryan. Love me some Mark Ryan. He's my boy. Mark Ryan just going in on Clemson fans. And just giving it to him. Like, how can you be a national champion and not support your team? Let me ask you, and I'd love for you guys to weigh in. I know, obviously, we have a lot of Clemson fans here. Is this a big deal or is it a little deal that Clemson didn't have any sellouts last year? I think it's a little deal.
Well, look at their schedule. Look at their home schedule. They hosted Kent State, and this is not in the particular order. I'm talking about what games were bad.
Yeah,
Kent State, Boston College, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, Florida State. That one's inexcusable. Citadel.
Ooh,
but you had really two good home games.
Yeah,
you had Auburn and Florida State,
and
maybe Georgia Tech. But I mean, who is a Georgia? Nobody's a Georgia Tech fan.
No,
and unless you're a student.
And they have that Stone Age offense where they're still running the triple option in 2019.
Yeah. And Miami. Sorry, Miami. But that game was a blowout also.
Miami wasn't good this year. Yeah,
right.
The thing with Clemson is they're kind of a victim of their own success almost, because the ACC, you got Clemson way up here and then everybody else way down here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make it interesting. The Syracuse game was a close game, remember, because they took out Lawrence. He got concussed in the game, and Syracuse almost beat him again, but this time in Death Valley. But so I can see that. I can see why they don't really have a lot of sexy matchups in Death Valley. So there certainly weren't a lot of sexy matchups last year. And I mean, they didn't sell out their games, but they still filled the stadium with 98.6% of the fans or whatever. It's not like the stands were half filled.
And it's not like the national average, because the national average has fallen off in a big way.
Yeah, big way. I wonder how much it's fallen off. I wonder what the national average is, like percentage wise. Like, is it like 75%? I want 80%. I don't know.
I get a really big laugh out of this entire conversation of, oh, maybe we should give them more Wi-Fi. Maybe we should give them more amenities.
Watch the game?
More this, more that. No, how about not charging $45 a ticket? That's the reason why people don't go to games, because it's too expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive.
If you're taking a family of four or five, you're dropping two bills plus to get there, to get in, probably buy, a pennant and a hot dog or whatever people buy at football games these days. It's a $200-$400 affair if you go to a football game these days. That's why attendance is falling off.
But that, and of course, television.
Football and TV is so good.
It's great. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't go to a lot of games anymore. I certainly don't go to pro games. And I've lived in Raleigh, North Carolina for the last year. I didn't go to any NC State games. It's hot out there, man. Like, you get such a better experience watching it on TV. I don't blame people for not going, and it's not a lot of people. It's only 1.something% of people that aren't going. It's not like the stadium is half filled. Mm-hmm. It's 98% of fans are going. That's pretty good. They're 12th in the country. So I honestly think it's a little deal.
And we're seeing a really interesting trend of a lot of stadiums are downsizing now.
Yeah.
They're shrinking.
Yep.
They're trying to shrink the stadium, make it a better experience.
Yeah. Oh, baseball's doing that. Baseball's definitely been doing that. The NFL is doing that. Back in the 80s and 90s, NFL stadiums had 85,000 seats. Now they have 60,000. And they make sure they have their luxury boxes. But yeah, we'll see college stadiums if they're going to start downsizing as well. It seems like they're already doing it. So, because eventually, like, I mean, some of these stadiums are huge. I mean, some of these stadiums have 110,000 seats in them now, and Michigan still sells out all their games.
Yeah, but Michigan lies about it.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan, they count literally every employee.
Oh, really?
As an attendee.
Oh, yeah.
They have lied about their sellout streak for a long time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is Nebraska lying about theirs? Because I heard today, I was listening to Mark Ryan, that Nebraska has like 350 consecutive sellouts or something stupid like that. Nebraska has sold out every game since 1962. Okay. 1962. So what's that? 57 years of sellouts, consecutive sellouts for Nebraska.
Don't believe it.
I do, because what the heck else are you going to do in Nebraska? There's nothing to do but you shuck corn and watch the Huskers. That's pretty much it. So I get why they have sellouts, because there's nothing else there. Here, there's lots to do. There's lots of cool areas. You got mountains not too far. You got beaches not too far. There's other stuff to do. I could see where Clemson could only have 98% of fans filling the stadium. I think it's a little deal. I really do. Do you think it's a big deal or a little deal that Clemson, your national champions, only had, or they had zero sellouts last year? You can get us on the phones. 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-GSP-ESPN.
And I did make a big mistake there. I was looking at the wrong year's schedule as I was reading off those opponents, but it didn't get much better last year. You hosted Furman.
Yeah.
You hosted Georgia Southern. Mm-hmm. You hosted Syracuse. NC State, that was kind of a big game, but was a massive blowout.
Yeah, they killed
massive
them.
Blowout. Louisville, down.
Yeah.
Duke, not that good.
Yep.
South Carolina, there's no excuse for not selling out for South Carolina.
Yeah, it's a rivalry.
Absolutely no excuse for not selling out South Carolina. Outside of that, you didn't have anybody on your home schedule.
Yep. This year, they get Texas A&M. You remember last year, that was a really good game. They went to College Station and almost lost. And that was when Kelly Bryant was still playing quarterback. And that might have been the best game of the year last year. That was a fabulous football game to watch. So they get Texas A&M. I think that will be a sellout because Texas A&M, they're on the way up. And Jimbo Fisher, watch out for that Texas A&M game. Because Jimbo Fisher knows Clemson. He knows them very well, and they're loading up over there. So it could be upset city for your Clemson Tigers. The calls are starting to roll in at 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. You can also get us on the text line, 71307. Let's get Damon on the line. Oh, Damon wanted to talk about the worst fans in sports. We did our Mount Flushmore segment last hour. Welcome to the show, Damon.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. What do you got?
Oh, Lord, how could you not put the Dallas Cowboy fans number one? They are irrelevant. They haven't won anything in 25 years.
That's true.
I am sick and tired of hearing "we are them boys" every 2 seconds. Please.
"We them boys" sucks. Yeah. So
not be number one.
Are you an Eagles fan or a Redskins fan or a Giants fan?
Oh, no, those are all in the garbage bowl with me. Those are the top four worst.
All right, I like that. Hey, anytime you can hate on the entire NFC East, I'm good with that. Yeah, because I hate them all.
NFC least.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's such an overrated division, isn't it? What really ticks me off about the NFL is they're all big markets, obviously, with Dallas, D.C., New York, and Philly. So Sunday Night Football has an NFC East team in it just about every week. And it's always, if the Giants and the Cowboys play, it's going to be in primetime. Eagles and Cowboys, Giants and Redskins. It's always a primetime game. And the teams, for the most part, Damon, the teams are always overrated, and they're never any good.
Oh, boy, 8-8 Cowboys against the 6-10 Giants. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, that's crap, man. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, NFC least is terrible. Let's get Connor on the line. Connor wants to talk about why Clemson isn't selling out their games. Welcome to the show, Connor.
Thanks, man. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, brother?
Doing well. Just got off work. A little confused about the Clemson stuff. I'm a Carolina guy. I went to USC. But you can't buy tickets for any of their games. Like, we tried to buy tickets for the Carolina game. I mean, unless you want to spend like $300 for some lower level seats, if they're not selling out, why can't you find any tickets online for them?
I think it might have to do with the secondary market. I think that's part of it with, you know, StubHub and SeatGeek and all those
ticket bots that go out and buy up all the seats and then put them online for a huge markup.
Yeah, that's probably.
But if they already bought those tickets, then they've sold out. They've sold their share of tickets. It doesn't matter if people don't show up to the game, right?
No.
The secondary market isn't tracked at the stadium.
Yep. No, that's true. That makes sense. I don't have that answer, but I'll try to figure it out because, yeah, it seems like you would think, and I don't know because I don't live here. Have you tried to get Clemson tickets and not been able to get them, Diesel?
I don't typically have to.
Yeah.
Being an employee of a sports radio station, I don't typically have to go buy them. I just ask.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And you get them for free. Do you usually get like a media pass or do you get
most
tickets?
Of the time? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you understand that it is not attendance is not always reported of turnstiles, people going in the gates.
Yeah.
It's tickets sold.
Tickets sold, yeah.
Yes. And now, there was a big article about a year and a half ago about how many, the percentage that some of these big stadiums lie about their attendance.
Oh, sure.
And there's only one stadium in America that still actually has turnstiles that literally counts the people who go into the stadium,
really?
And that would be the Naval Academy.
Look at that. All right.
Navy is the only one that's 100% accurate about their attendance figures.
That's a good nugget. I like that, Diesel. Let's get Justin on the line. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, bud?
Talking about the Clemson sellout, you know, I'm a huge Clemson fan, been going there most of my life. You know, I think one of the biggest things right now in Clemson, if you go to the stadium, you know, the upper corners of that upper deck is where you usually see the most, like, non-seated areas.
Sure.
Those are the worst seats in the entire stadium. So if that's what you've got left, you're just going to stay at home or sit in the tailgating area. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you may count seats sold or seat butts in seats, but there's 20,000 people still sitting outside tailgating watching on their TV. So people go for the experience, and a lot of them don't feel like they have to be in the game to still enjoy the experience.
Yeah, so and thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I think it's a little deal. I don't think it's as big of a deal as a lot of people are making it out to be for a lot of those reasons you just said. Like when you look at the stadium, I wouldn't want to watch a game from the nosebleed. If you're up,
I've been up there. It's a long way up there.
Yeah, especially in a college stadium like that. It's a lot. If you're in one of those corners, man, you can't even really see anything. It's not worth it. I'd rather sit at home, drink my wine, and watch it on my on my 55-inch OLED TV.
I mean, Clemson would be a much more enjoyable experience if they sort of, and I know they can't do this, but if they were to cut that upper deck in half and just wrap it around the end zone with the hill. I understand they can't do it because of the street, and they'd have to dig up that street or block off that street, and they don't want to do that. But it would be a more enjoyable experience because it would bring everybody down just a little bit closer.
You
don't have to be way up there in the ionosphere watching the game from the top left seat.
Yeah, I gotcha. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. 844-GSP-ESPN. Is it a big deal or a little deal that Clemson didn't sell out any games last year? You can also get us on the text line, 71307. Make sure you start your text with ESPN. So there's a story coming out now about another team that might sign Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. No, it's not the Knicks. Who is it? We'll tell you next. What's going on, party people? Jeff Pantridge, you can call me Pants because we're buddies, we're pals, we're friends. Diesel is in the building. Big Daddy Cool himself. We'll be here until 7 o'clock this evening, having fun. We talked a lot of basketball, talked some football, we talked some hockey, and we've goofed around a little bit. It's been a fun show. It's been definitely an eclectic show. That's like what we like to do around here. I saw this today, and this is kind of interesting. I got this from CBS Sports. The Brooklyn Nets have long been considered one of a handful of teams with the inside track of signing one, if not two, of the big fish free agents this summer. And they may have just moved into pole position because on Thursday, yesterday, the Nets reportedly agreed to trade Allen I do believe it's Crabbe or Crabby. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with this young man's work. I'm sure he's a fine player. They've traded him as well as a pair of first-round draft picks to the Atlanta Hawks for Taurean Prince in a 2021 second-rounder. You're thinking, oh, well, okay, that's a stupid trade. Why are we even talking about that? It's not worth talking about. But what they're doing is they're freeing up space so they can sign two max free agents. And everyone's been talking about the Knicks, and KD, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving are going to go to the Knicks. And now those two guys, or perhaps Kawhi Leonard or Kemba Walker, maybe the Brooklyn Nets could actually end up getting two big-time superstar max free agents. And if that was the case, if the Nets grab two guys, look the hell out. The Nets immediately jump to that top of the food chain in the East, and the Nets could be the team to beat because, the Nets made the playoffs this year, where the Knicks are terrible. The Knicks are one of the worst two or three teams in the league, and the Nets are pretty good. So adding two monster pieces like that could make the Nets one of the three or four best teams in the league. And I wanted to ask you guys out there in listener land, I wanted to ask you too as well, Diesel. Are the Nets actually a better destination than the Knicks? Because I think they actually are.
I'll give you two reasons why.
Okay.
James Dolan.
Yes. There you go. Yep.
I want to see that guy fail.
Yeah.
I want to see him lose every dollar he could possibly lose.
Yep.
I don't like him. He's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
He's a schmuck.
Yeah.
He's busy being a rock star, wannabe rock star.
I heard his band is really good.
Are they?
Yeah, I've actually heard. I've heard his band is like legitimately good.
Is that like saying Mike Huckabee is a pretty good bass player?
No, like he's this. No, not at all. Like I've heard that, like for real, James. And maybe we can find some of their music during the break.
Yeah,
and maybe we'll come back with it or something. But I've heard the band's pretty good. That being said, you're 100% right. He sucks. Like I wouldn't want to play for that guy. And he's not a nice person. You saw the dust up he had with the fan last year because the fan basically was, speaking his mind as a fan. He wasn't saying anything. He wasn't saying anything derogatory. He was just saying his mind. And Dolan threw him out. And yeah, I wouldn't want to play for that guy either. Because the one thing in sports, and it sucks if you're a fan of a certain team, you can't fire the owner. You can't get rid of James Dolan. He is the majority shareholder in MSG. So you're kind of stuck with him if you're a Knicks fan. And if you're a player, do you want to enter that mess? Like, it seems like such a cancerous organization, and the cancer is up top. I wouldn't want to have anything to do with the Knicks. Plus, if you're with the Knicks, you have all that added pressure. Yeah, if Kyrie and Kevin Durant, they signed in New York with the Knicks, they have to win. They're going to be looked at as the saviors. If you don't win, if you don't bring a championship to this city, it's going to be disappointing. If you go to the Nets, you're number one, you're going to a better team. Number two, you're not having to deal with James Dolan. And number three, it's still New York, man. It's still New York. It's still, but it's Brooklyn. But Brooklyn's still, it's one of the five boroughs. It's right across the river from Manhattan. And there's less pressure. And it just seems like I would want to, it seems like it would be cooler. There's something cooler about Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's way cooler.
Yeah, Brooklyn is cooler than the rest of New York. Brooklyn is the best borough in New York as far as I'm concerned. I agree. And it would just be cool to make – I would rather make the Nets cool than the Knicks cool. You know what I mean? Like, because I like underground bands. You know, I'd rather watch an underground band come up. And I would – if KD and Kyrie or even Kawhi or any combination, Kemba Walker, if they get two guys then the Nets would be the coolest team in New York, because New Yorkers are pretty fickle for the most part. They'll jump. They will jump right on that Nets bandwagon. All these Knicks fans, because Yankees and Mets fans do it all the time. Yeah, I could see that happening.
And James Dolan has given Knicks fans plenty of reasons to jump ship.
I would jump if I'm a Knicks fan. I'd be tired of that crap. I'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna take the train over to Brooklyn.
You'd keep the jersey in the closet.
Just in case.
For if and when they get good.
Yeah.
And they get rid of James Dolan.
Yeah.
But, I'll go see him.
I would love to see Brooklyn come out and get two of those guys. I think that'd be very interesting. This NBA offseason, and we're going to get into that free agency probably towards the end of the week, next week, because, you know, the finals might be wrapped up by the end of the week next week. We'll see how the series ends up going. But this free agency class is going to be so interesting with all these huge names going to be in new places this year. I love the NBA offseason. I like it more than the regular season. It's great. So we'll see what happens with these players, where they go, if they go to New York, if they go to Brooklyn, or maybe if they go somewhere else. It's just cool how all these players are moving all the time now. It's just, I think it's great. I think it's good for the sport.
I really wish the NFL could get a Manhattan and Brooklyn thing going on.
Oh, like you know, Brooklyn?
put the Giants in New York, put the Jets in Brooklyn,
okay,
and really build that rivalry between the two boroughs even more.
Yeah, I could see that.
I know real estate's an issue.
Yeah,
that is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the issue with New York City.
That's the thing. Yeah,
but still.
Yeah, no, that would be really cool. Well, of course, you remember. Oh, you don't. I don't know if you remember because you weren't born yet. Neither was I. But the Giants, they played in the Bronx. They played in Yankee Stadium, and the Jets played in Chase Stadium. So the Jets played in Queens, and the Giants played in the Bronx before Giant Stadium was built in the 70s. So they kind of had that borough thing there. But I like what you're saying, though. The Manhattan versus Brooklyn thing is kind of cool. I would definitely like to see that.
The Manhattanites versus all the hipsters.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It'd be great.
And I think you got it right. The Jets should be the team to move to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Jets are the upstart team. The Giants are the blue bloods of New York City. They won four championships. The Jets are a joke. Now it's kind of turned around where the Giants seem to be the joke. Sorry to that guy that called earlier, but they are. They're terrible. It's Saquon Barkley and a bunch of Uber drivers.
I mean, if you want to go ahead and insult the Miami Hurricanes at the same time, just really drive that knife in. Go ahead.
We're good. We're good. We've already had him on once today. But, yeah, I would totally be on board with that. Yeah, I could see the Jets being in Brooklyn. And the Jets are on the way up, man. I like Sam Darnold a lot. Everybody's talking about Baker Mayfield. And what he did last year, Sam Darnold had a lot less as when it comes to a supporting cast than Mayfield did. I like Sam Darnold, and they signed Le'Veon Bell. They got a couple of young receivers. The Jets, they got a pretty decent defense. I like what the Jets are doing. I really do, and I think the Jets could. I think the Jets could surprise a few people this year. I think the Jets could win 8-9 games, and the Browns. I think the Browns could be disappointing. I see the Browns. I think they're getting just too much hype, and
they're one good year.
Yeah,
that's it.
And it's not even really a good year because they won seven games. It's not like they
well
they
compared.
Yeah, compared to the year before where they won zero.
Are you prepared to live in a world where the Cleveland Browns could be playoff contenders and or Super Bowl contenders?
No.
Do you want to live in that world?
Of course.
I want to live in the world where the Browns suck.
Yes, it's a fun world to live in. Yeah, I don't want to live in a world where anybody from Ohio is happy at any point. I can't have that in my life.
Outside of Columbus, I mean, that's the only thing Ohio's got.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and God, we'll see how they do now that Urban's gone. Hopefully they'll start sucking too. Well, that's what'll happen. The Browns will get good because the people of Ohio, they can't have everything. So the Browns are going to start to get good, and now maybe Ohio State starts to fall down. And maybe, hopefully, Ohio State can become the Browns of college football. Wouldn't that be great if Ohio State like just completely fell apart and they went like 2-10? That's what I want to see. I would absolutely love to see that.
Do you think they'd fire a head coach in its first year if 2-10 happened?
Oh yeah, heck yeah, they would. You would have to imagine like a major college football program with a tradition like Ohio State, and they just completely like lay an egg and go 2-10. Yeah, they'd fire him. I don't even think he'd make it to the end of the year. They'd probably fire him mid-season. All right, coming up next, it's a very special day in the United States of America. We'll tell you about that on the other side. Oh, is this James Dolan's band?
This is them.
I just hit the post on a song I never heard before. Go me.
This is so much more bluegrass.
Yeah.
How can you be the lead singer of a bluegrass band when you're a billionaire?
That's a good question. Yeah.
As I was flipping through trying to find the right song to play, he had one video all about the disenfranchised people and their movements on the streets. One guy was even wearing like a Guy Fawkes mask.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're a billionaire. You can't put street people in your music video and try to pass it off as authentic.
He's not just a billionaire. He grew up a billionaire. Like, he grew up rich.
Get out of here.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, one video is about poor people protesting in the streets.
Yeah.
This one, he's riding around on snowmobiles in Aspen, making snow angels.
What do you think of the music?
What a jerk.
James, what do you think of James Dolan's music? It's okay. It's not really my style, but it's good. I think it's good music. I wouldn't listen to it.
It's not what I would listen to. You're right.
I wouldn't listen to it either, but it's not like you'd think it'd be worse, but it's actually not that bad.
Hey. It's such a dad band, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing a V-neck shirt and a crushed red velvet jacket.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Woo.
He's a D-bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody likes that guy. But he's obviously a better musician than he is an owner. He's a much better musician than he is a Knicks owner. He's probably he might be the worst owner in sports, and he's just, you know, an average musician. So there's a little James Dolan for you. All right, so we got a little less than 20 minutes left in the show. Did you know, Diesel, that it is National Donut Day?
Yeah, I was aware.
Yes,
I was aware. There was a line trying to get into Krispy Kreme, like six cars deep in the road.
Because they're giving away free donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great marketing ploy.
Mm-hmm.
They get you in for one free donut, and most people probably buy another dozen.
Exactly. Yeah. So
brilliant.
I did not go for my free donut. I've never been that guy that will sit and wait in line for an hour to get like a dollar donut. It's like, it's so silly.
The only way to do it is if you just so happen to be at like a restaurant next door.
Yeah.
You get out and just walk over there.
Yeah, that's true.
Just walk in.
Because
everybody's going to the drive-thru because Americans are lazy.
This is true.
Nobody wants to get out of their car anymore.
No. So and Krispy Kreme, so they gave away, and I guess they're still giving away. So if you want to get a free donut out there, it's National Donut Day. It's a great day in American history.
Mm-hmm.
We love donuts. Krispy Kreme is giving away one free donut of any kind per customer. Check this out. If they give out 1 million free donuts, they're going to announce a second free donut day later in June. So there you go. This fat country, I guarantee you they're going to give away a million free donuts.
Walmart, I would think that would be easy.
Yeah. Walmart is giving away free donuts. I didn't even know they had donuts.
Walmart's bakery is pretty good.
Is it really?
Don't sleep on the Walmart bakery.
I haven't been to a Walmart in years. I don't remember the last time I went to Walmart. Do they have Walmart here in Greenville?
Yeah.
I know.
we love it around here.
Yeah.
That's where half the Clemson fans get their gear.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, you can get a free glazed donut, one free glazed donut per customer in the bakery section. Plus, you can get $3 of free donuts with a coupons.com rebate. Oh, yeah. Good for you.
How about Walmart piggybacking on Krispy Kreme's idea?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are. Krispy Kreme isn't the only one. Hardee's is giving away free donuts.
I didn't know they had them.
I didn't know they had donuts either.
They don't make them. They can't make them.
No.
Because a donut's it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
You got to have a whole apparatus to deep fry the donut.
Well, I just thought of something. Now I want to go to Hardee's because you get the free donuts. Then you get a cheeseburger, and then you take the donut, use the donut as buns. You ever done the donut?
I've done it.
Yeah.
It's
the
delicious
donut cheeseburger. Hardee's, if you're listening, you need to make that a menu item. You have the donuts.
Yeah.
You're the only fast food restaurant, as far as I know, except for Dunkin' Donuts, but Dunkin' Donuts doesn't have cheeseburgers. Yeah, Hardee's is the only one. McDonald's doesn't have donuts. Burger King, Wendy's, they don't have donuts. Hardee's, make this happen. Donut cheeseburgers all day. The Salvation Army is giving away free donuts. I didn't know they serve food. Yeah, I didn't know they were really known for their donuts. But, you know, if you're near a Salvation Army, go ahead and pick up some donuts. Quick Trip, I don't even know what that is.
QT gas stations.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Do we have those here?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're everywhere.
Oh, okay. I never even noticed.
Popping up across the street from a Sphinx near you.
Oh, there it is. All right. Do we have 7-Elevens here?
Maybe. I don't think I've seen one.
Yeah, okay. I thought 7-Elevens were everywhere, and I've lived in certain towns where they just don't exist. Like, they're not in North Carolina. It's like, I thought everywhere. 7-Eleven is like the gold standard when it comes to gas stations. Let me ask you this. Do they have Wawa or Sheetz here, or neither one?
Neither.
Oh.
Wawa's are in New Jersey, and I saw a bunch in Florida.
Yeah, they got a bunch in Florida, yeah. And Sheetz, they have Sheetz in like Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia.
Wawa's all about the hoagies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's their food item. That's what makes them good.
Yeah, their hoagies are great.
Like, Spink's is known for their fried chicken.
Okay.
Wawa's known for the hoagies.
Yeah, they have Hoagie Fest. It's fantastic. Yeah. Where it's like, Wawa is phenomenal. Love me some Wawa. Martin's Supermarkets, that's in Indiana and Michigan. Nobody cares. Factory Donuts, we don't know where that is. Duck Donuts, Donut King in Florida. So, but there's more. Lamar's, okay. These donuts don't apply to you. But basically, if you want to get a free donut, go to Krispy Kreme, go to Walmart, or go to the Salvation Army, or Quick Trip, QT, and get yourself a free donut. This made me want to power rank my favorite junk food items. A lot of sports shows, a lot of sports websites will have their power rankings of the top five football teams, top five quarterbacks. I don't care about any of that stuff. You know what I love? I love junk food. And without further ado, it is our top five junk food power rankings. Diesel, I will start to my number five junk food of all time, chocolate chip cookies. Love them.
My number five, the Sweet 16 powdered donut.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a donut guy.
I can eat four, five, six of those at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the most donuts you've ever eaten in one sitting?
Of those kind?
Yeah.
Probably about a dozen.
Oh, they're small. The powder.
Yeah, the little ones.
Oh, okay.
The little
ones. All right. That's okay.
Yeah.
I have like one donut a year. It's one thing. I like them. They're great, but I try to avoid the empty calories. If I'm going to get my calories, I'm going to get them in something like pizza. My number four junk food of all time. You can't go wrong with pizza. Come on. It's America's pastime. It's like baseball.
I went sweets all the way down the list. Okay. My number four, the Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, I haven't had one of those in years.
So good.
Yeah. Little Debbie.
And Nick Saban, that's what he swears by. He has two of those and a cup of coffee every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
What a life. Man, just winning championships and eating Little Debbie's,
eating
man.
Little Debbie's riding around on his boat.
Yeah, man, Nick Saban. I gotta love that. My number three junk food item. I'm going ice cream here.
All right.
I'm a big ice cream.
Any kind or specifically what kind?
I like Ben & Jerry's a lot. Ben & Jerry's has this like Bob Marley style ice cream right now where it's like banana ice cream with caramel. It's just fabulous. And I love Grater's. You ever have Grater's ice cream before?
Have not.
It's the only good. It's the best thing that's ever come out of Ohio. It's the only good thing that's ever come out of Ohio. It's phenomenal. Like Grater's, like raspberry chocolate chip ice cream. It's amazing.
Except for I-75, right? It's the best thing to come out of Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. Good call.
My number three, sticking with Little Debbie, the Swiss cake roll.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. Yeah, love those.
I would love to have one of those done fresh.
Yeah.
You know, because Swiss cake rolls, they were probably made 6 months ago in a factory.
Yeah.
And they've been wrapped up.
Yeah.
I want one fresh.
Are Twinkies back? Remember when Twinkies remember when Twinkies went away a few years
ago?
Yeah. And, like, everybody freaked out. Nobody had a Twinkie in 20 years.
Had to have been a marketing campaign.
Yeah, it had to be. Yeah, because I think I'm pretty sure Twinkies are back. I'm not sure. I haven't had a Twinkie in forever. By the way, Little Debbie, way better than Twinkie.
That's one of my favorite quotes from Zombieland. He goes, one of these days, life's little Twinkie meter is going to go all the way down.
I love that. Do you have two different Little Debbies in your...
Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie and the Little Debbie Swiss cake roll.
I like that. All right. Does Little Debbie make them all herself? This little girl is like... It sounds like a sweatshop. What's going on in there?
Little Debbie,
man?
Be big by now.
Yeah, probably.
Big, big fat Debbie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Little Debbie. All right. So my number two junk food of all time. Almost had one of these last night, but I went with the Reuben, and the Reuben was fabulous. Cheeseburgers.
All right.
And we discussed this before, Diesel. Are hot foods considered junk foods? Like
yeah, we can count it.
Okay, because it's not just sweets.
We can count it.
Yeah, I love cheeseburgers. Can't beat them.
My number two, I have way too much. French fries.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere. You can't get a meal without French fries anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Everywhere.
And,
you have to.
And they load them up. Like, do they have Five Guys here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they fill the whole bag.
Amazing.
It's a bag, like an entire bag filled with, like, they had the large fries, and then they just throw, like, 1,000 more fries on top of it. It's great.
You'd have to think of profit margins. They have to be spending way too much money on potatoes.
You would think. Yeah, but they don't care, man. They load those fry bags up, man. Yeah, fries.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be, but I am.
I don't eat a lot of fries. The fries are like donuts to me. I try to stay away from the carbs as much as I can, so I don't eat too many fries, but when I do, it just makes them that much better. Who's got the best French fries?
Probably Five Guys. Used to be Checkers. We don't have Checkers around here anymore.
Yeah, I had Checkers fries in Florence, South Carolina. I was there last week. Had some Checkers fries for the first time in years. They're so good. Yeah, Checkers.
So good. And I don't know what that seasoning is, but my God.
Oh, Checkers. Do they have rallies here? I guess if they don't have... Yeah, Checkers are shutting down in most places because that's the only good thing they have.
Right.
Everything else is kind of blah. All right, my number one junk food of all time on National Donut Day. especially when you have them refrigerated. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Can't beat it.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Can't beat it. You can fry them, too. Go to the fair and fry them. They're great. Love me some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Your number one junk food item of all time.
Staying cold, the Oreo milkshake.
Ooh.
I have them all the time.
Yeah.
Way too much. There is no other milkshake as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I don't deviate. It is always the Oreo shake.
Oreo shake. That's strong. Yeah. I like that. What
Cookout has a monster Oreo shake.
They have a great Oreo shake. I've had it before. But you know what sucks? And I love Cookout. I love their milkshakes. But I think I've popped a blood vessel before trying to get the milkshake through the straw because they're so thick.
Yeah,
especially,
it's a spoon shake.
Yeah, especially if you have the Oreo shake. Once that Oreo gets wedged in that straw, man, like your eyeballs are popping up, popping out.
And then it's gross and weird trying to blow into the straw to force the Oreo out. Because then you realize you're just blowing right into your shake.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I love me some Oreo shakes, though. Those are our power rankings. Thank you very much, Diesel. All right, coming up on the other side, we are going to wrap this puppy up. That's right, I have puppy wrap. We're going to bring the puppy wrap in the studio. We got a puppy in the studio. We're going to wrap the puppy up and get you guys ready for the weekend next. It is Straight Up with Sturge, one segment to go, and then we're off for the weekend. I like this, Diesel. I got here on Thursday, hung out with Sturge yesterday, and you guys. So I had like a two-day work week. It's great. Love that.
How can I sign up for that?
Yeah.
You just got to travel a lot.
Yeah.
And ride around on stinky buses.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, God, what a terrible experience. But you know what I'm really looking forward to is when I was here last time, I think I got here on a Tuesday and I did the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday shows. And then I just left right after the show on Friday. So I really didn't get to experience the upstate because I was just, and you know, I was trying to be a good sports talk radio host and like, you know, stay home and watch games and try to be prepared for the show where I really didn't get out much. I kind of went out and, you know, hung out in downtown Greenville, got some lunch one day for like an hour. And that was about it. But now I'm staying for the weekend. So I'm going to hang out. I don't have to work tomorrow. I don't have to work Sunday. And I'm going to enjoy the upstate. Like, what should I do? Where should I go, man?
Well, if this weather hopefully holds out just a little bit, that's the one crux, man. You got to get down to Falls Park.
Okay.
Check out Falls Park. There's some really good, I don't know if you're an outdoorsy kind of guy, if you want to get out and do a little hiking, there's some beautiful places. There's a really good hike that you can basically drive right up to it, and you just hike the last 100 yards.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a beautiful view. You look down over the city.
I might try that. What's that one called again?
I think that's Bald Rock.
There's some kind of mountain that's everybody, or what's the mountain that everybody loves?
Harris Mountain?
Maybe that's it. I don't know. Yeah, I'll Google. I'll figure it out. I'm gonna get out and explore, man. I really want to check out the upstate this weekend. I'm not gonna sit at home too much. And you got Wu-Tang tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna go to Wu-Tang.
I've heard that Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to mess with.
This is true. I don't think
word
they say
on
that.
The street.
Word on the street. Yes. Yeah. I want to see because I'm a big Wu-Tang guy. Does that sound
corny
to me? Yeah, like a white guy over here saying he's a big Wu-Tang. I am.
Like a huge fan. I'm a big NWA kind of guy.
Yeah, I love them too. Yeah, love NWA.
Maybe like Bill Gates saying he loves NWA.
I'm cooler than Bill Gates, man. Come on.
That's like Tom Brady saying he likes NWA.
I'm way cooler than that guy. I'm sorry. No, I'm a Wu-Tang guy. I love the Wu, man. But I want to go, but the NBA Finals are tonight, man. It's game 4.
Got to watch that.
Yeah, so I...
Well, and what else are you going to get into tonight?
Yeah.
Not much.
I'm ready to chill tonight. I've had a long week of work, and it's like, I haven't had a lot of sleep the last couple of nights. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to chill, watch the NBA Finals, have a glass of wine, hang out with the dogs, at the Sturgis compound. So I'll just chill and, you know, watch the NBA Finals tonight and then get out tomorrow. I'll probably go out tomorrow afternoon, hopefully, weather permitting, check out the area. Definitely going to get out on Sunday. I'll make sure, of course, I'm home on Sunday night for the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 6 that'll be going on. Some other stuff on TV. Diesel, what are you excited for about on sports on TV? Because you have the NBA Finals, you got the Stanley Cup Finals, but you also have the French Open. That championship. Do you care about tennis? Are you a tennis guy?
Is it like the championship of giving up at things? What do you mean? Is that what the French Open is?
Yeah, exactly.
Just put your hands on top of your head and just give up?
Yeah, exactly.
Surrendering.
Well, what's his name? Nadal beat Federer today in the semifinals. So Nadal's won like 65 French Opens. He's like the Tom Brady of French Opens. It's crazy. But I might watch a little of that. I used to love tennis back in the day. I don't really like it as much anymore. You have the Belmont Stakes happening this weekend, I do believe, and nobody cares. Like, they should just cancel that because he had a good...
What's the point?
Yeah, there is no point because the Derby winner didn't even race in the Preakness. I don't even remember who won the Preakness. It's like, okay, this is stupid.
They got to find a way. They got to find a better way.
Yeah.
To build some intrigue because the whole intrigue is the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
And if the winner of the first race doesn't even go into the second race, then what's...
You could probably buy tickets to that thing for like $5. Like, would you go? Like,
I'd go for $5.
For $5,
I've been to a horse race where I did more drinking than watching race.
Yeah,
racing.
Was it cool?
It was fun.
Yeah, I'd go for maybe. I wouldn't pay more than $10 to see the Belmont Stakes this year. I'm sorry, it just doesn't interest me at all. It's kind of blah. The Women's World Cup has started. I think it started today, and I'm not sure if Team USA plays this weekend or not. But I get into the Women's World Cup more like once the knockout round happens. Are you gonna be watching any Women's World Cup this weekend, Diesel?
Probably not.
Probably not. Yes.
Probably not.
So, you know, NBA, NHL, and that's pretty much it for you. Anything else you're going to be watching?
Those two are going to be really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I really only get into professional sports in the finals.
Oh, okay.
Get to the finals, I'm into it.
There you go. And, of course, I got to watch the Goldberg-Undertaker match that I missed.
You DVR'd it, didn't you?
Oh, I got it on the WWE Network. I'm good. All right, that's it. We are done. Diesel, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone in the upstate. We will see you guys Monday at 4. Be good to each other.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.